Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
What is up? And thank you again for jumping the Property Profits Podcast with you and I one-on-one, just like we do whenever it's not a day with a guest. So I'm going to start with something really badass that happened today. So I had a seller call me. He said, "Hey, Travis, we spoke a year ago. We couldn't make a deal. You're a little shysty," which I happen to be when I'm doing some real estate deals. If I have to be, try to do a win-win. If we don't, we just keep trucking. Anyways, this guy was facing foreclosure. He needed $10,000 to reinstate his mortgage. And somebody came in and offered to take his mortgage subject to the existing mortgage and to have another loan to complete the purchase. So it was a $120,000 purchase. The guy owed $80,000 on his original mortgage. He had a 5% interest rate. It was an ARM, though, adjustable rate mortgage. I remember this too, and I did not like that. But anyway, somebody offered to reinstate his mortgage for the $10,000, give him $5,000 to walk with so he had some cash in his hand. They were going to take the mortgage subject to and pay him the remainder of his equity, the $40,000 in payments. This is a hybrid deal. So subject to plus another seller finance deal, gave him some cash or gonna give him some cash. So anyways, this guy calls. He says, "I've been listening to all your podcasts, Travis. I've been watching your YouTube, your Instagram, and me and my wife have learned a ton. If you ever have a seminar, please let us know." I said, "Damn, that is badass." Because like, this information's free and just out there to the public, and if they can learn from those things. But anyway, he called me to ask me if that was legit. And I said, "I'm not going to vet buyers, right? But I'm going to tell you that is a strategy, and it sounds like you're getting the better end of the deal, in my opinion. Because the dude's about to lose his house, get a foreclosure on his credit, have no cash. Somebody's going to come in and give him retail, essentially, retail price. You know, he's going to get a note each month, and he's going to get $5,000 in his pocket, and he's going to reinstate his mortgage." I said, "Bro, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to pay the $10,000 to reinstate your mortgage to close on this thing. And if he doesn't perform, you got your mortgage reinstated. You can figure it out from there." So I thought that was super cool. But the even cooler thing is that he reached back out to me from forever ago. And speaking of forever ago, I've got another story for you. So I send out direct mail. It's a big marketing strategy of mine. It is one of the highest ROIs, period, for me. I'm not going to say for everybody, but for me, over the long haul, if you can sustain paying for direct mail over the long haul, like not just, "Oh, I spent money for 1, 2, 3 months. Oh, I'm out this." That's a scarcity mindset. It won't work. But if you continue to market that way and you have a good pipeline of leads, they're going to pay you for a while. I had a dude call me earlier and he said, "You sent me letters a year ago." This is another one. "You sent them to me a year ago. And my wife and I want to sell. We don't want to be in the landlord game anymore. This check you sent us a year ago was $200,000. He said, "I want to let you know right now, this needs a new AC unit. It needs a bunch of cosmetic work." I said, "Cool. Well, I'm not going to be at $200,000. He said, "Well, I understand. What can you do?" I said, $150,000. This is a $300,000 property, y'all. And it's not in horrible shape at all. I said, $150,000. He said, "Deal. Send me the contract. Let's roll." I said, hell yeah. Because we sent that marketing piece out a year ago. So the point for me telling you the story, and I know I keep reiterating, is people start marketing, right? They get this marketing budget. They're on a tight budget. They only got so much cash. Marketing usually isn't instant, y'all. Once you come up with a marketing plan, you need to stretch it out 6 months. You need to make sure you can keep going with marketing, because these leads are going to pay you in dividends over time. Consistency. A lot of what I talk about is consistency in everything. All right. Even in marketing, even in calling, everything is a consistent game. And I can guarantee you 100%, if you're consistent in marketing, you are consistent in calling your leads, you're consistent in follow-ups, you're going to be consistently successful. All right. So I wanted to bring those two things to y'all today. And if there's anybody discouraged and they're not where they want to be, but there's some holes in their consistency, in their marketing, I'm here to tell you that is why. Those are the two biggest puzzle pieces in this equation that you've got to get right. And if you want to talk about marketing, I use, and I'm not getting paid to say this, y'all, even though I do get some kickbacks from a couple of these companies if you sign up, but I'm not giving you a link right now. So I want you to know this is advice I'm not getting paid for, that I truly believe in. I put my dollars there, I put my trust there, I put my JV partners there. This is what they do. Direct mail with REI Print Mail. All right, Scott is badass at what he does. He's the dude I deal with. If you need a hookup, let me know. I can make you a connection. Also, Lead Zolo is really badass. A lot of their deals are more on the retail side. So in my opinion, they're hot, but you need to know what you're doing when you talk to them. They're killer Novation deals, though. When I started with them, I wish I would have known what the hell a Novation was, because I passed up on a lot of deals. So those are badass deals. You know, I just jumped off a call with somebody earlier. They were asking me about Novations. And, you know, I said, Lead Zolo will get you a lot of Novation deals, you know. And I found that out later after I spent a ton of money. And I went through the Novation strategy with them. And then I gave them, a buddy of mine, the Novation Kings course link to sign up. For, you know, people get pissed when I normally do that. And they're like, well, how do I do Novations? I'll jump on a call if I got time and I'll show somebody. But I'm like, man, you should really take a course. And this is the course that I took, you know, and it taught me. And then I did Novations after that. You know, I'm not the Novation King, but I do Novations. But anyway, those are my two favorite marketing sources. AK Callers, they do cold calling. And they're pretty badass. I get lists, or, you know, whenever I go this route, I get lists from Scott with REI because I really trust their data. It was Kent Clothier's company prior, and then REI did all this stuff, bought them, whatever. But, I get a list from him because I love their data. And then AK Callers, they are badass at what they do. They'll go through all that list. Right. And then they'll call them and they'll generate leads out of that list. So it's pretty freaking badass. So I hope this episode helped you today. If you have questions, shoot me a DM on Facebook. That is the best way to get me. My freaking text messages and everything else are blown the hell up. But Facebook DMs, they're blown up too. But I have somebody monitoring them, so we try to keep up. And like always, if you could give me a 5-star review, if you get a lot of value out of this show, I really appreciate it. And I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in. Let's crush it, y'all. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at Travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.